Radio Prague News.
The police have arrested 17 people in connection with methyl alcohol poisoning. The Deputy Prime Minister has warned that all government ministries will be required to make substantial budget cuts. Prague's main airport is making final preparations ahead of its renaming after Václav Havel. Police have arrested 17 people in connection with methyl alcohol poisoning. The arrests came in three regions, Moravia, Silesia, Zlín, and Olomouc. Earlier in the day, Police President Martin Červíček revealed details on some developments following a meeting of the emergency task force set up by the government to deal with the crisis. In recent days, the consumption of laced bootleg liquor across the country has claimed the lives of 19 people. Five new cases of poisoning were registered on Thursday. A 30-year-old man in Prague on Friday was found to have also suffered poisoning. He is in critical condition. Market stalls and food stands across the country, meanwhile, have been banned from selling hard liquor or risk fines. The ban includes the removal of all bottles of hard liquor from view. A total ban on sales, which would include brick-and-mortar drinking establishments, has not been implemented. The health minister, Leos Heger, made clear this week the option would be considered if the number of people poisoned continued to rise dramatically. Additional cuts in the civil service will affect all government ministries, Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík has revealed. Speaking to journalists, the head of the smallest party in government, Lidem, said a major cut in funds might be needed, for example, at the Culture Ministry, while the Ministry for Regional Development might be closed entirely. She stressed what was key was not the closing of ministries per se, but a reduction in their agendas. A report compiled by the Deputy Prime Minister will be discussed at the cabinet level. She said in advance she expected to be met with resistance from individual ministries. In June, the government assigned Mrs. Pík the task of proposing cuts in areas of the civil service. Under the plan, almost 12 billion crowns are to be saved in 2014 and as much as 25 billion crowns a year after that. Prague's Ruzyně International Airport is preparing steps ahead of its planned renaming after Václav Havel. The step will officially take place on October the 5th, the day the ex-president, who died last December, would have turned 76. According to organizers, a special ceremony marking the occasion will be attended by diplomats as well as key political and cultural figures. The name of the new airport will be visible not only from the front of the building, CTK reported, but also from the airfield itself. An exhibition of photographs honoring the Czech Republic's first president will also open on the same day in Terminal 2. The funeral for legendary Czech actor Radoslav Brzobohatý, who died this week at the age of 79, will be held next Friday, September the 21st, in Prague, Strašnice. It is not yet clear whether the ceremony will be private or open to members of the public. Mr. Brzobohatý was widely recognized as one of the country's finest actors, starring in Czech New Wave films such as All My Compatriots, as well as The Ear, and the TV series F.L. Věk. Czech TV has honored the late actor by broadcasting several of his films. On the day of his passing, the broadcaster aired All My Compatriots, as well as a 2009 documentary by director Jiří Strach. I'm Jan Wellinger. That's all the news for now.